This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his erstwhile rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for U.S. president in the November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, was Biden's last challenger for the Democratic presidential nomination, but he suspended his campaign last week in the face of Biden's seemingly insurmountable lead and pledged delegates to the party's national presidential nominating convention in August. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would soon decide whether to reopen the United States to commerce as health experts voiced optimism that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic in the country may soon be over. In the United States, 42 of the 50 state governors have imposed stay-at-home edicts as the virus swept through the country. Trump recommended physical distancing between Americans through the end of April, but is considering whether to reopen the country fully or partly on May the 1st. While news stories in the United States have suggested it would be up to governors to decide when to lift their own orders for their states, Trump said on Twitter, "Let it be fully understood that this is incorrect." Trump said it is the decision of the president. He added that his administration is working closely with state governors on a decision. The World Health Organization says it will publish strategic advice Tuesday with six criteria for countries considering lifting control measures for the coronavirus, but it goes on to warn that only a vaccine will fully stop the spread of the disease. Since emerging in China last year, COVID-19 has killed more than 114,000 people worldwide, infected more than 1.8 million, and forced more than half the planet's population to stay home. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States Navy reports a sailor from the U.S. carrier Theodore Roosevelt has died from coronavirus. He's the first fatality from nearly 600 confirmed cases among the crew. The Navy said Monday that 92% of the crew has been tested, with 585 infected with COVID-19. And United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday the U.S. welcomes an apparent agreement among Iraq's Shia, Sunni, and Kurdish groups to form a new government. He adds it would need to be capable of confronting the coronavirus pandemic, helping the economy, and bringing arms under control. Spain begins to reopen parts of its economy, with construction and manufacturing returning after a two-week hibernation period. The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Spain continues its downward trend. Government figures show another 517 people died. The overall number of fatalities is near 17,500. In addition, the number of confirmed cases is at its lowest daily figure since March 20th. The number of confirmed daily cases is at 3,477. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab faces a decision this week on whether to extend a nationwide lockdown aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19. Raab has been filling in for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's recovering from COVID-19. The Prime Minister was released from the hospital Sunday, but is not expected to return to work immediately. Officials in Italy say the death toll there has topped 20,000. The 586 new deaths reported Monday bring the total number to 20,465. That's second only to the United States. Last week, Italy extended its national lockdown until May the 3rd, hoping to continue to stem the tide of the virus. Italy will reopen some bookshops and laundries on a trial basis starting Tuesday to see how social distancing measures can be safely enforced. The health minister from Iran, the worst-hit country in the Middle East, says the number of cases there has been decreasing in recent days. Iran has almost 4,600 total deaths and just over 73,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. Mexico's president says there will be a teleconference on Wednesday between that country's foreign minister and China so they can continue helping the United States acquire medical equipment to deal with the pandemic. And Pope Francis prayed Monday for the growing number of women subjected to domestic abuse while living under coronavirus lockdown. The pontiff live-streamed an Easter Monday prayer from his private library. The Vatican and Italy entered a second month of restrictions on most outdoor activities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.